Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast.
This is Jules.
And this is Ra. And welcome to episode 5.
I actually, in my head, I was like, is it 4?
I got confused for a sec because you gave me a weird look.
Yeah, I was like, are you sure it's 5?
So today our topic is about relationships.
It's not meant to be scary, but... Yeah, I think it's a very interesting topic that can be very personal, you know, like it's kind of one of those things you might not share too much with new people, or but at the same time, it's so important.
Especially sharing online.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
to the public
typically share
on YouTube
with everyone.
Yeah.
What is painful.
Yeah.
And you know, all the messy parts and the good parts,
I guess. The good parts.
When it comes to relationships. Well, I thought a good way to start this topic would be to talk about the actual word relationships. So to you, what does the word, like what does relationships mean to you, Rox?
I think originally, or just, you know, when I don't think too much about it, it's definitely between you and someone else. That's not you. But then there's also your relationship with yourself. You know, people talk about that more and more these days. So I feel like that's a newer way of looking at relationship with yourself. But I guess the relationship, if I just talk about relationships just right off the bat, I think of my relationship with certain or other people in my life and throughout my life, who are still or not in my life, you know, family, friends, romantic partners, work relationships. What about you?
I think to me, it's quite similar. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you said that the idea of having a relationship with yourself is a bit more common now.
These days, yeah.
Yeah, these days.
I never thought about that, like when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I thought relationships was like you and something external.
Yeah.
Never with yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is cool that that conversation is becoming more and more common.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships for me, I think some people might think we're talking about love relationships. I think that's like the sort of typical, this is my guess, that people would think relationships means like love.
Mm-hmm.
Because the relationships we have, your friends, people call it friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And then... like when it comes to family, you don't really say relation. Like you, like when you put it in a sentence, you'll say, "Oh, I'm in a relationship with someone,"
yeah.
And that normally means it's romantic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like I wouldn't say to someone, "Like, oh, I'm in a relationship with Rox."
Yeah, like we're in a friendship, but
yeah.
But then that's one type of relationship.
Yeah,
yeah.
But when you're putting the word relationship in a sentence, mm-hmm. it's normally like romantic. I feel like.
Yes, if yes, like in or otherwise you just say family or friend, work or, colleague or something,
or you do say like partner or boyfriend, girlfriend as well. But in saying all that, I also think similar to you, like relationships, it's not just about love, it's with anyone around you, even yourself. And I've actually, something else I've been thinking about is like my relationship with objects as well.
Ooh.
So like my relationship with money or my relationship with even like my hair. I can talk about that if you're curious.
A relationship with your hair?
Yeah.
Like hair not being a part of you?
Well, when I talk about the relationship with my hair, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, so
the journey,
lately,
your hair journey.
For our Spotify listeners, I have longer hair. Right now, it's quite long, and this is quite long for me.
Yeah,
and I always just chop my hair like you.
Yeah, well, like, I just recently got a haircut.
Looks great, by the way.
It was freaking long.
You look really good.
Thank
in
you.
That hair length. like I would chop off my hair because I didn't like the idea of getting attached to my hair. So I would deliberately chop it off because I thought, hang on. Why am I getting attached? Like when I'm starting to get like strangely attached to it, I'm like, oh crap.
I need to cut it.
I'm going to cut it off. I don't want to be attached to this because it's not healthy for me. But then now, right, my hair's
physically.
Physically. But now my hair's long, but I'm just trying to embrace it. Like, I'm okay. I'm like,
looks good. And your hair doesn't look too, like, it looks thin. It doesn't look hard to manage or anything.
It's like, really annoying. Like, what? Yeah, it just takes so long to dry. I definitely prefer, like, shorter hair. I love that we're just talking about my hair when the topic's about relationships.
But you have a relationship with your hair.
Yeah.
That's so you're sharing right
I
now,
feel like so. I have a healthy relationship with my hair now. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm attached to it. I'm like I'm appreciative of it mm-hmm. because I know my hair isn't forever. Like it's mm-hmm. gonna go gray one day. It might all fall out one day. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many unknowns. So I'm always like every day I'm grateful for it and I'm aware that it's not forever, then I think it's okay. But yeah. once I start getting attached to it, like, oh my God, what am I going to do without it or something yeah. weird like that, that's when I'm like, I might have to just chop it off again. But right now, I'm in a healthy relationship.
Interesting. Like we're getting deep with Jules's hair.
Are you a bit surprised? Because we did not plan...
Like, I am surprised, but I'm also interested because the way you say that things, you know, it is a relationship, you know, it's not going to last forever. We're all going to die. And
oh, got like your hair.
So embrace it while it's there.
Yeah. And I think like just being
and take
aware
care of it.
Being aware.
Put conditioner in it.
I have been doing that as well.
Shampoo it.
I used to not put conditioner in my hair. And then I started doing it and it's conditioner is really good.
Mm-hmm. Apparently it's bad if there's too much
really
conditioner. So my friend was saying like, yeah, sometimes it depends on your hair. It depends on the relationship. Sometimes, you know, just enough, you know, you need to find
the right
amount.
Yeah.
So speaking of hair and your relationship, what defines or what defines a good relationship? Mm. So we've talked, you know, relationships could be friends, family, romantic or work, but what to you is a good relationship?
Yeah, so right now I think I have a good relationship with my hair and I think it's because I know that if it's gone, my
mm-hmm.
hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you taking the piss? I can't tell.
I'm serious. I'm actually being really
this
serious.
This is a serious topic.
I'm being really serious right now.
Okay.
You're
happy if it's gone?
Not happy, but like I would accept it because I always like knew that bald? One day it's going to go away.
Like you're worried that you're going to go bald?
Not worried. I'm just aware.
Aware that you need to chop it.
No, I'm aware that it's not forever.
Okay.
So tomorrow, which means like I'm not too attached to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's here, I'm happy for it, but mm-hmm. it might be gone tomorrow. So in looking at it in that way, I guess what makes a good or healthy relationship, I think it's when that thing you have a relationship with or that person you have a relationship with, even if they're gone, you're still going to be okay. I think that's what makes a good relationship.
That's healthy.
Yeah.
That's actually really healthy.
I mean, it's
hard. To think of it that way.
It's hard though because then you could end up having a really closed heart as well and not, you know what I mean? Because you might be like, oh, I don't want to get too close to you because if I get too close to you, I might get attached to you and then I might get hurt. So there's that side of things too. So you need to find the right balance. But
or maybe you see all relationships as things that could go away.
Yeah,
maybe that's just how you view it.
I don't think of it as like everything's gonna go away. It's more mm-hmm. like everything feels like it's gonna stay, but I'm mm-hmm. also aware that everything is here, like whatever's here now mm-hmm. is like a true blessing. Yeah,
okay.
So even like my friends or my partner or my family, like they're all mm-hmm. choosing to be with me or, you know, having this relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's what defines a good relationship to me when people choose to, mm-hmm. two people choose to be with each other mm-hmm. every single day.
Mm-hmm.
that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
Maybe if once you start sharing, yeah, I might be able to like articulate okay. it better.
Yeah, like maybe not every single day, but like say, you know, we don't see our parents every day, but then we still know that they're our family and we acknowledge that. Do you know, is that what you mean?
I don't think so.
Anyway, please explain.
What's
a good relationship? So good relationship to you is when both are on the same page and you choose that, okay, I'm in this relationship with Julia and we have an exchange here.
Yeah, exactly. We have a, it's not like yeah. one person is forced yeah. to be there. You're both choosing yep. to be there to show up for each other.
Yep, yep.
So I think let's talk about even us two. We're yep. both choosing to do this.
Yep, we don't have to.
We don't actually have to. We could be at home watching TV and relaxing yeah. if we want to, but we both chose to.
Yeah.
And I think it's like that commitment, that mm-hmm. trust, like that you build each time mm-hmm. that comes along with it. But for me, I think the most important thing is the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're both choosing to
okay.
like be here.
Yeah. That's definitely important. I think
what about you?
I think the choice thing for me is like I really believe that you can't choose your family. Like I really believe that I was just born into my family and all people are just born into their family. But I do see friendships and romantic relationships as a pure choice. Whereas family is like how I came to exist in the first place. Like, so that to me is like really important, but also not a choice. But it is a choice though, you're right, to maintain and make a healthy relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if I was like a crap daughter or, you know, whatever, or I never kept in contact or anything, the truth is that I still have a relationship with my family, I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm just lucky because maybe it's not the same mm-hmm. for everyone. Maybe some people don't even talk to their parents ever or, you know, are shut out or something. So, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it is a choice. But, yeah, for me it's not as much of a choice maybe personally.
Yeah, I think the family one's really hard
yeah.
because – like, for example, I don't have a sister.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted a sister.
Yeah.
But then I realized, hang on, I don't need a blood sister, like a sister related by blood.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that I really craved, having a yeah. sister by blood, right?
Yeah.
For the longest time. But then I had an epiphany. I'm like, yeah. holy crap, like I actually have all these sisters around me.
Yeah. Like girlfriends or cousins.
Like I specifically craved like someone a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
Who I could lean on and mm-hmm. I could talk to
mm-hmm.
This sort of figure.
Yeah, yeah.
So in Korea, like call it onni.
Yeah.
I always wanted an onni.
Yeah.
I just craved that so bad. And then I realized I actually have all these onnis around me.
Yeah.
And I thought they're not related to me, but I've actually just adopted them as your own. Yeah. I haven't really told them, but in my mind, I'm like, these are my onnis. So
yeah.
to me they feel like family
mm-hmm.
and I think that's where choice comes to play. Like if you mm-hmm. don't need to, then you won't go out and seek for it. But sometimes mm-hmm. yeah, like you can choose your family members as well, I feel.
That's
like
that's true.
So do you think blood is thicker than water?
I don't know how to say it, because family to me is so important that it's like it's unbreakable. And then but because family is so important, which is why I put a really big emphasis on then romantic relationships, because like I want to build my own family one day. Do you know what I mean? So then that to me is like really important. But then friendships are also really important, because I think for me, I think I just came to this epiphany on my own, like just chatting with some friends. But it's like I think friendship for me is really the pure choice relationship, because sometimes with romantic relationships, I might have expectations, or, you know, partners might have expectations like, you should have dinner with me, or I don't know, I need to go to my friend's wedding, you need to be my date. Like, there's these, you know, there's just things that might add pressure to a relationship, whereas friendship for me is like, I'm not getting anything out of you. Like, that, this is what I'm talking about, like a real good friendship. Like, I'm not getting anything out of you. What I'm expecting is the same exchange of choice, like spending time together or just doing something fun together or chatting together. And that, to me, there's no family obligation, no romantic obligation, there's no work obligation. So that's what is really special about friendship to me. So yeah, when you talk about choice, like, I think that's like the purest choice, because anyone could have any friend, and yeah, you really choose to see that person or not. Yeah.
Okay. That's really interesting, because I think that's very different to me, because I think friendship's definitely the choice.
Yeah.
Family as well, I think.
Yeah.
The choice.
Yeah.
You can sort of choose, like,
yeah.
I mean, but then I, like, even having my biological parents to be my mom and my dad, that is also a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But if, I think there's also a choice to
not make an effort.
Not call them my mom and my dad. I know that sounds really
bad. Yeah, yeah. Like, I think it is a choice.
Could,
yeah, yeah, true.
So, okay, true. And then with romantic, I think when I was initially talking about choice, that was the main one I was talking about. Like, me and my romantic partner, I always remind ourselves that, you know, you can, this is your choice. Like, you can leave tomorrow.
Of course. Yeah.
It's like every day we're just choosing to be together.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a bit different. And also, that's why, like, my idea of marriage again is a little bit different as well.
We're different.
Yeah, we have really different
ideas completely.
Leave a comment down below if you want us to do an episode on marriage, because we have very different thoughts on it.
Yeah, but this is how it's coming out too. Like, your view of relationship and my view of relationship, like, it's actually very interesting to hear this, because when I also agree that romantic relationship is choice, but for me, how it differs from friendship is that romantic, I think, takes way more work, like, for me. I don't know how to say it, but it takes more constant work and choice.
Yeah.
And also, it comes for me with a bigger, like, it's more heavy for me, but also something I really want, because of the, this is me choosing my romantic partner in the hopes of one day having my own family. Do you know what I mean? Like, that gives me, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think a lot of people. It's just in my head.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would think how you're thinking.
Yeah.
And I remember when you first, like, told me about this, I was, like, mind blown. Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so when Rox sort of first told me about, like, her ideas of, like, you know, relationships and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. We're so different.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's really, really different, because I've never thought about having a family. Like, it's almost to the point where I think there's something wrong with me.
No.
I'm like, I have no, like, I don't really have a desire to, like, what exactly what you want. I never really had, like, a desire. It's to the point where I'm like, why don't I have this desire?
I also think it's different because now we're, like, going in a tangent, but, like, I also think it's different because you, like, you and Ryuto, like you said, you choose each other and you're working on it together, like, and it's been many years. So then that to you, well, is more of a stable kind of thing in your life.
Mm.
Whereas, yeah, I've been through a few, you know, failed relationships. So it's like, for me, it like, back, I don't know, it just seems hard to me.
Mm.
Like, maybe not now, but yeah, it just seems hard to me. So then I feel like it's a really big deal when it shouldn't be. It should just be easy. You should just, it's the best when you're with someone who just wants the same things as you. But
do you think a good romantic relationship is easy? Is meant to be a bit easy?
For me, I mean, I think I've only recently known that. Like, obviously at the start it's always easy. But it's not easy. Like, I think no relationship is easy.
Yeah.
Like, even if it looks easy, you're still choosing to work on it to make it feel easy.
Yeah.
Because you're accepting of certain things, or your partner's letting go of certain things, and you make it work.
Yeah.
So you're constantly working on it to make it easy.
Mm.
And you're on the same page,
yeah.
which is what makes it easy. So it's not easy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's only not easy when you're with someone who doesn't want, isn't on the same page, or in a different stage, or just a mismatch.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Relationships aren't easy. I mean, one thing I like to kind of add there is that you did mention that because I've been in a relationship for a longer time, that it's stable, but I think
that's
like
just
a,
from the outside.
Yeah, I think, like, that's a misconception. Yeah.
Like, you're obviously working hard, to make it last.
I think, even though I've been in a relationship for, should I say it? Okay, so I've been in a relationship for 11 years now, and even though it's been there for a really long, like, we've been together for a really long time, I think it's dangerous to think that because we were dating for so long that he's going to always be there, because that's what makes you complacent and take each other for granted.
Yeah.
So
completely.
I am always, like, I am very aware that one day it could, you know, Ryder might just be like, you know what, like,
see ya. Yeah.
Because we're changing all the time.
Yeah,
we're
that's always true.
We're changing so much. Like, I've seen how much we both have grown.
Mm-hmm.
We've spent a third of our lives together now.
Yeah.
And we've changed so much. And we've just been freaking lucky that we happened to grow kind of in a similar way in the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows what the next 10 years is going to be like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really
don't
know.
No one knows, but you can try, right?
Exactly.
And you can choose every day to be with this person and work on it.
It's a daily thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's definitely not something that I think, there's no stability because of the years. And it's always something that we are working on and still trying to figure out so much. Like, I feel like I still don't know Ryoto. I mean, I feel like, because I'm learning so much. Yeah. And how am I to know him when
he's changing and growing too?
And I don't even know me.
Yeah,
I don't
know
me. So how does, you know?
Okay. I think that's a pretty good.
Did we answer the question? So the question was like, what makes a good relationship?
What makes a good relationship?
So my answer is like choice. And I guess we kind of touched on work. There's like putting work in the relationship as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add to that?
What makes a good relationship? I think for me,
it's like,
20
minutes later.
20 minutes later. No, because that was really interesting. We were talking choice.
Oh, yeah, the choice.
And that is a huge part of it
for
me as well. I think I just see the choice in different types of relationships differently.
Mm-hmm.
But what's good, what makes a relationship good in my books is, I think all the main things that people talk about, you know, like communication, like trust, loyalty, respect, like all those kinds of things, is really important. But I think all those things is the work that goes in, and like you said, choosing to work on it, and it's constant work because it's hard because we're also working on ourselves and at the same time having to work on the relationships. So a good relationship to me is having that understanding that, an appreciation that we shouldn't take each other for granted. Even with friends, like, you make time for friends. Romantic relationships, you know, you make an effort in whatever way works. I don't know. I haven't got it figured out. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
I guess I had one more thing to add.
Yeah.
Like, with what's a good relationship is when like, say, whatever it is, friendship, parents, romantic, it's like just some kind of balance, or balance of give and take. Like, I really trust that what you give is what you get. Not, you should always give more if you can, but then also if you keep giving and there's like nothing coming back, that's an imbalance, and that is not good. Like, that is not a good relationship. That's a shit relationship, and you should get the fuck out.
Do you have any examples there?
Pretty much that. Like, pretty much, like, not realizing.
So is that what have you given?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, your time, like, I don't know. You're just, you know, you're just clinging on to something too much when, you know, that the other person might not even feel the same way, or maybe a certain friend has already kind of grown out of you and they don't really want to hang out with you anymore, so maybe you should stop messaging them. But eventually you'll know. Eventually you'll realize, like, oh, I should stop. And then you're like, and then you realize, oh, these other more balanced relationships are more healthy or good, right? Because it's I feel like it's a mutual thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The give and take. I think that's a common problem in relationships, right? Like, it feels like one person's giving more, or like,
yeah,
I'm giving, will, yeah, giving, giving, and you have this certain expectation,
yeah,
that they're going to give back.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't happen, it's like freaking upsetting.
Yeah. Or if you have different expectations, then it's not the same. So, mm-hmm.
But I think that's where, like, communication is important too.
Exactly.
Like, you're giving, 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 but then you need to clearly communicate, like, what your needs are to that person.
Because
This is, we kind of talked about this, like, privately in the car. Do you remember? You said to me, like, no, it's like you have to be able to communicate. Like, you can't just.
Yeah. You need to.
You can't expect them to, like, read your mind. You got to, like.
You're allowed to ask for stuff.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you're allowed to ask for or say what you need or want.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to share that if you're with someone who, like, cares about you, like friends who care about your feelings or. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So what hurts?
It's already getting a bit heavy.
Yeah.
What hurts?
Let me know if it's getting too heavy, because I'm all right.
No, it's fine. What hurts in a relationship?
It's going to get even heavier.
Okay. what hurts? I guess just, you know, linking back to what we just talking about was what hurts is when you realize when you realize what you want or what you expected or what you thought was something good in a relationship or a good relationship. You thought, oh, you had a best friend, or you thought we were friends, or you thought, oh, this guy is going to be, you know, I'm going to be with him forever or something like that. And then you realize, like, there's issues. Yeah. Not to say that you can't work through those issues.
Yeah.
But if the other person doesn't want to work through them and you're the only one who wants to work through them, or if they want to work through it and I don't want to work through it, then it's not going to happen, right?
That's where the choice thing comes into play.
Exactly.
So what is really painful? It's when you expect something but you don't really get it. Is that sort of what you're saying?
Maybe that's too vague, you know? Okay, I can make it really simple.
Yes.
What's really painful is rejection.
Oh, yeah. I love it how like Rox tries to answer something and then she like, it's like, it's very engaging. I'm like, yes, yes, yes.
That's freaking painful.
And then
painful.
You answer it again in like the most clearest terms. I'm like,
is that clear uh-huh. enough for you?
Nah, I'm joking.
It's so myself. Clear.
It's, yeah, rejection sucks. Not, yeah, it just sucks because you feel like, oh, am I not good enough? Or why didn't they like me? Or why didn't this friend want to be my friend anymore? Why doesn't she hang out with me anymore? Or why did she hang out? Like, this is more like things you might experience at school, like when you're growing up. But yeah, like, why didn't she include me in that outing? And but now when you grow up, you're like, oh, okay, you have your main friends and it's all good. But yeah, sometimes there's definitely things that come up and you're like, what? Or yeah, I guess, yeah, boys like rejection and thinking that things are going great and then you're like, oh, actually, no. And then feeling shit about yourself and feeling like you're not good enough.
Do you have an example that you are open to share with us?
Do I have an example I'm open to share? I guess I could share about like my high school, like first love relationship. I might cut this out, but no, I'm joking. But I think that rejection was really big because at the time it was like my first relationship and then it was like over a year or something and then he cheated on me.
Oh.
And I was 17 or 18 at the time and then it was the hugest deal and I think that rejection, I had to work through that rejection throughout my adult life,
mm-hmm.
like just to, but that's also not his fault. Like I don't really care anymore. Like I'm fully over it. It's just that feeling of not being good enough. I think a lot of people feel that way, not just me, but I think that feeling of not being good enough for someone and trying to be good enough was something that I had to work past and it was hard.
Yeah that's painful.
Yeah but we're good. Like I don't talk to him anymore, or like it's not I'm not mad at him anymore. Yeah. It's more like that was my first experience of romantic relationships or whatever, and at that stage it was the biggest deal. And but I think I'm not good enough feeling stayed with me for a while, which is probably why maybe I was an annoying girlfriend. I don't know, and insecure and stuff. But yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was painful. The feeling of rejection was really painful.
I feel like a lot of people who are listening right now, they would really feel that because rejection is like, it's so common. Not common, but like it happens.
Yeah, it happens. Like, you know, we were so young as well, you know, and people do that when they're way older, like in different relationships. It's just, it's not anyone's fault that, you know, he was into someone else at the same, like, I just don't think it's the end of the world. It's something that happens for sure.
Yeah.
And people either work through it or they don't, and there's always other things that are happening. It took me a long time to realize that it's not just me. It's not just about me not being good enough. It's also about that person probably going through their own stuff, or they are doing things or growing in their own way and going through, or maybe they're facing rejection and that's why they need validation through, I don't know, cheating. I don't know. There's always another side to the story. It's not always just, oh, one person's super evil. That's what I really think now.
Yeah. When you were telling me what you just said, it sort of made me think about the times when I've been really hurt in relationships and like throughout high school and like my adulthood and even like the more recent years. And I think for me, what's really painful is definitely rejection. That's a huge one, especially when that person meant so much to you.
Yeah. Or you think, yeah, at the time.
Yeah. Feeling like when there's that moment where this experience where you realize like you're not that important to that person or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I think that's really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Especially when you were so happy that you thought that like they loved you for who you are,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and then having that broken is like so painful.
Yeah.
So I think rejection is a really painful one. I think another one for me is having your trust broken.
Mm-hmm.
So having someone like lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really painful.
Yeah.
Especially if someone's been lying to you for like years or something like that.
Even if it's a small lie, I get really upset.
Mm. But if it...
Even when you... Because you know they're lying.
But imagine if it's a huge lie.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Way worse.
Mm-hmm. So I think for me, I think that's what's really painful. When you really, really trusted someone
mm-hmm.
and then they break that trust.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess like honesty is really important.
Yeah. Like the trust thing is really hard. Like it's because it's interesting because the trust thing is different from rejection. The trust thing is like someone, like rejection is like you're completely, you've just, for me, it's like, oh, you don't feel good enough or, you know, you just completely shut me out of your life or something like that. Or you didn't choose me. Mm-hmm, like another thing about rejection is the other person doesn't want to choose you anymore, right? But whereas trust could be someone who you still have a relationship with. Like it could be someone you're still close with and someone you might have to maintain a relationship with of some sort, like, I don't know, friends, whatever it could be. But it might be that just you know that they're lying and you're like, fuck you. I know.
Yeah, I know. It's different. I can see what you're saying. Like the rejection.
I'm not good enough. You're just mm-hmm. lying to me.
Yeah.
Which is but then it's really all, hurtful.
It's kind of like a form of rejection too, because if you're getting lied to, they're just sort of like rejecting your your respect or like
they're not
but then it's a different thing. Like different one's thing. About like self-worth, like you're not good enough, and the other one's like they just don't respect honesty enough that they would just lie to you or something.
And your trust is broken and it's really hard to rebuild that.
So hard. I'm like,
it takes years.
I'm a very trusting person. Like I trust people way too easily.
Yeah.
Which I'm just trying to change.
Yeah, like me. I just met you 2 months ago.
Yeah, but you're really trusting too.
I can tell. I am as well.
I think that's why it's kind of easy to work with you because we're very trusting.
We're too open.
Yeah, but if one of us like meet someone like a scammer, like we're screwed.
I'm not that naive. Okay, I think like I'm saying that now, but let's see.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
I hope we covered that comprehensively about what's painful. I'm sure there's so many other things that we've missed.
I'm sure there's so many other things. Yeah.
Oh, the other one is like what you said about the self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really painful. Like when you open you're already like you know, you know, you feel like you're not good enough or something, mm-hmm. and you open up to them and then mm-hmm. you feel like you're being loved
mm-hmm.
by who you are, mm-hmm. and then finding out like later
mm-hmm.
like actually it's like you attach your self-worth to that relationship.
That's
freaking dangerous. And that's then dangerous, and then having that like that person. Yeah, so you feel worthy because of that relationship.
Yeah.
And then that person or thing
dies.
Like just disappears or something. And then you're just like, oh my God, like I'm not good enough or I'm not beautiful enough.
This is the end of the world.
I'm not lovable. Yeah. I'm not worthy, basically. And I'm not good enough. And that is just really painful. So I guess it sort of ties back with like what's a healthy relationship, because if you have these like weird, if you do this weird thing where you're like attaching your self-worth on like this relationship,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be bloody painful. It's going to be great as well. Some bits are going to be great. Like, you're going to feel so worthy and amazing and beautiful, but at the same time, it could go the other way because it's, you're depending your self-worth on something that's completely what's the word? It's like, it's something that's like not guaranteed. It's something that is temporary, something that's external, something that's completely out of your control.
Which is why, the relationship with yourself and being strong, just being on your own, is really important. So then you can always be like, I'm good by myself and I have my friends, I have like whoever else in your life, and it's okay. And like feeling confident enough about yourself that, building your own self-worth. I didn't realize that until literally a few years ago, guys.
And we basically talked about this in episode 3, you realize? The confidence episode?
Oh, yeah.
Because we asked.
I'm still growing.
No, because we said remember I asked you, why did doing activities on your own make you feel more confident?
Yeah, that actually, I was thinking about this.
And you were like, I don't know.
I actually was thinking about
that. This is what. Maybe why.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
She's right.
Is there anything else you wanted to just add before we wrap up?
I mean, I think there's always going to be things we haven't covered. And this is just, probably our first episode that's around relationships anyway. Like, maybe in the future, if you guys think you want to know anything more in depth, like maybe in the future it's more like, oh, friendship or, family or, things like that. Or, new friends versus old friends. Not like that, but how to make new friends even.
Yeah.
We can always go deeper next time. But I think it was interesting.
Yeah.
And I felt a bit like I shared too much. But
do you have vulnerability hangover?
No, I feel like I hope people can relate. Like, I don't feel too embarrassed for now.
Until
we go live.
Yeah. Every time we push an episode live, guys, we're always like, oh my god, why do we say that? Oh my god, why did I look at you that? No.
But it's fine. How do you feel about what we spoke about today?
Like every episode, I do wonder, did I overshare?
Yeah.
Did I say something insensitive? I do always worry about that.
Yeah.
Like, did I say something, do I need to put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode that we're going to touch on these heavy
topics?
That's
the risk we're taking, guys. So, fire away.
Maybe, I think it's one of those things where we just have to keep doing it until we get in trouble.
And we'll get some haters maybe. Yeah. But this is all just our own experiences, and I don't feel like I have even shared that much. It'd be nice to know what you guys think, or what you guys think a relationship is.
You can follow us on Instagram,
TikTok.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Spotify.
Follow us on Spotify.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. The Asian Soup Podcast.
Bye.